Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Even if he had to die, Paul the Apostle was content, for he knew that he had helped the Philippians live for Jesus Christ. You know, when you're totally committed to serving Christ, sacrifice is more rewarding than painful. Timothy, to whom Paul refers to in this passage, was with Paul in Rome at the time that Paul wrote this letter to the church in Philippi. He was also with Paul on his second missionary journey when the church in Philippi was founded. Paul was in prison at this point in which he wrote this letter. He was preaching the message of Jesus Christ despite being incarcerated. He was telling the Philippians that when he learned of the court's decision, he would send Timothy to them with the news and that he was ready to accept whatever came. We're going to pick it up in chapter 2, beginning in verse 18 today. Paul the Apostle, again writing to the church in Philippi, says, "For you should be happy about this, too, and rejoice with me for having this privilege of dying for you." "If the Lord is willing," Paul said, "I'll send Timothy to see you soon. Then, when he comes back, he can cheer me up by telling me all about you and how you're getting along. There's no one like Timothy for having a real interest in you. Everyone else seems to be worrying about his own plans, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know Timothy. He's been just like a son to me in helping me preach the good news. I hope to send him to you just as soon as I find out what is going to happen to me here, and I'm trusting the Lord that soon I myself may come to see you. Meanwhile, I thought I would also send Epaphroditus back to you. You send him to help me in my need. Well, he and I have been real brothers, working and battling side by side. Now I'm sending him home again, for he's been homesick for all of you and upset because you heard that he was ill. And surely he was. In fact, he almost died. But God had mercy on him and on me too, not allowing me to have this sorrow on top of everything else. So I am all the more anxious to get back to you again, for I know how thankful you will be to see him, and that will make me happy and lighten all of my cares. Welcome him in the Lord with great joy and show your appreciation, for he risked his life for the work of Christ and was at the point of death while trying to do for me the things you couldn't do because you were far away." Paul actually considered himself one of these believers, one of the church in Philippi. He was one of them. He was out there. Paul had given all of himself, not only to God, but he had actually given himself to them. And in doing so, he bared his soul. By doing that, he allowed himself, as we all do, to be vulnerable. You see, they could have hurt him at that point if they wanted him to. But there is no other way to love people without putting yourself in that kind of position. Because loving God and loving others, well, it's a dangerous practice. We see what it cost Jesus, as well as all those who poured themselves out as a drink offering, as the scriptures record. One of the people to whom Paul had opened himself up to in this way was a young preacher by the name of Timothy. He was a brother in arms. They were on the same path together, cut out of the same mold, if you will. Paul, therefore, reminded the believers in Philippi that they knew this Timothy and what he was made out of. Now, it wasn't just words. He had proven himself. Let's face it, anybody can talk the talk. But Paul and Timothy, they lived it. And in their day of Christ, they had indeed not run in vain nor labored in vain. For them, all they wanted was to eventually hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of our Lord."
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com. www.pastortimdodd.com.